know all. I know Blade wrong. Ain't got no all. I know Blade wrong. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number or try your call again.
Pardon me, sir.
Yes?
Are you by chance a vicious criminal?
Hey, good afternoon and welcome to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and Halzine Heffy, bringing you the latest real estate news, home buying facts, and a few money-saving tips along with community reports and event information. Our mission at Reach is placing families in a home, not just a house. There's no better time to become a homeowner than right now. To get started, call the good folks at Reach and let them know you're ready to become a homeowner right now. They have the latest information about how you may benefit from their substantial inventory of South Florida properties. The toll-free number for Reach, 855-48-REACH, 855-48-R-E-A-C-H, or 855-487-3224. Check out our website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Well, coming up on today's show, Andre Verona joins us from the Muy Grande side of the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Wait until you hear what they're about to do. And then Elias Laredo checks in with the latest first-time homebuyer guidelines, which may lower the qualification bar for you. And then real estate news at the bottom of the hour with our effervescent news guy, Steve Cody. So hold on tightly. The latest headlines are coming right up. After the news, Liz McCall joins us with the latest information from FHA's Making Home Affordable program. She has the answers if you're in the market for an affordable home. And, of course, Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. And then our house segment presents our resident pest control freak, Carlton Thompson. He knows the reason why only the good palm trees die young. You're about 35 minutes away from our house. And now, South Florida's latest real estate headlines brought to you by ReachForHousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counselor. And now Reach Radio's consistently random voice of wisdom and full-time news orator, Steve Cody.
Why, thank you, sir.
You bet.
People who bought or refinanced homes between 2004 and 2006 really took a hit when the market crashed. They found themselves underwater, owing more money than their properties were worth. They couldn't sell without bringing money to the table or setting prices artificially high to make up the difference. Well, reports are out that say that that is changing, that many, many people are now equity rich, some of those same people.
Mm-hmm.
There's a growing number of lenders who are reducing down payment requirements so that borrowers can contribute 3% or less of a home's purchase price and still qualify for financing. We'll let you know some of the ways that you can do that. Also, the latest vision to turn 6 acres in downtown West Palm Beach into a massive transit village looks pretty interesting. Features a staggering 1.1 million square feet of hotel, retail, and dining space. There'll be a 13-story, 300-room hotel, a 21-story building with 308,000 square feet, a Class A office space, and much more. We'll see how that goes. More than 300,000 South Floridians who lost their homes during the housing bust could be eligible to own again over the next few years. They're calling them boomerang buyers. We'll explain. And the Obama administration announced a proposal that would approve oil drilling along some coastal states on the eastern seaboard. Here's the teaser. Is Florida going to be one of those? You won't know for 17 minutes. Because that's part of the news coming up at the bottom of the hour here on the Reach Radio program.
I like it. Hey, you know what they call a boomerang that won't come back?
I give up.
A stick. Well, when we return, Andre Verona joins us with some exciting chamber news. Here's a fact they should know. The International Labor Board estimates 200 million people will be unemployed around the world in 2016. If you gave them their own country, they would be the fifth largest.
I know Blade wrong. Ain't got no home. I know Blade wrong.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. contact a REACH certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing at reachforhousing.org. That's REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing at reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm still Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy. You know, if you're tired of paying rent and you want to lower your monthly payments, then you should know about Reach's first-time homebuyer workshops. The next workshop is Sunday, February the 22nd, from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Reach's offices located in Palm Beach Garden. Folks, these classes are limited and they fill up fast. It would be best for you to pre-register. Get your name on the list. Last Sunday's class was packed. People were standing in the hall. A lot of people came for that first-time homebuyer class. You will love it, too. For directions and additional information about the first-time homebuyers workshop, call the good folks at Reach at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224 gets the job done. The first-time homebuyer workshop is mandatory if you want to qualify for government assistance. And by the way, just to let you know, a first-time homebuyer is defined by HUD is a person who hasn't owned a home in the last 3 years. So if you've been, I don't want to say homeless, but if you have not owned a home in the last 3 years, then you qualify as a first-time homebuyer for the first-time homebuyer workshop and the HUD financing. Now, there is a $49 fee for this program, but it includes food and beverages because it is a 6-7 hour class there. You're going to be there for a while. So they break it up and make it a lot of fun.
This is Reach Radio, underwritten by Real Estate Education and Community Housing, Inc., worldwide on the iHeartRadio app and in South Florida on AM 1230 WBZT.
That's great. Our first guest is the CEO and Executive Director of the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. The Hispanic Chamber serves as a gateway to connecting businesses in the community to the Hispanic business community. So, Andre Verona, welcome to the Reach Radio Show. How you doing?
Good afternoon, Alan. Thank you for having me.
Great. Glad you're here. So you're the connection point to Hispanic businesses in the community? Is that what that says?
Information resource, connecting and helping grow business to the Hispanic business community.
So why? I know there's chambers. There's every kind of chamber you can think
sure.
of. There's even a star chamber. But what's the importance of the chamber in the community?
Well, when we originally formed back in the 80s, late 80s, it was just to be a platform for Hispanic businesses. They weren't as prevalent back then, and there were no organizations that were focused on Latin businesses, if you will.
Well, I know the first chamber, believe it or not, if I could remember the date, it's got to be 18-something. It was in New York.
Just celebrated a 100-year anniversary last year in Cincinnati.
That's right. And they started out in a bar, in a local pub. And started organizing. So what do you do down here in Palm Beach
well,
for the chamber?
Like any other chamber of commerce, and we benchmark ourselves to the other 20 or so chambers in Palm Beach County, there are 5 components to a good chamber. There's networking and marketing. There's community development. There's advocacy. There's education. And there's cost savings for businesses. So we, the Hispanic Chamber, try and involve ourselves and our members in any of those components to a certain degree.
Wow. I heard somebody say once the problem with our country today is that there's too much ignorance and too much apathy. And they asked the guy, so how do you cure that? And he said, I don't know, and I really don't care. So I know that you guys work hard. And how many members do you have in your chamber?
We've got about 400 members right
wow.
now.
That's a lot of members.
Yeah, it is. And if you put it in context to the other chambers that have been around, for instance, the Chamber of the Palm Beach has just celebrated their 100th anniversary a couple years ago. And so we're really young in that aspect. So, yeah, in the short time that we've really been around, to have 400 members, and obviously as one of the fastest growing segments of the population, there's the sky's the limit, I think.
Oh yeah, capitalism at its best. Thank goodness we still have that in this country, right?
There you go.
I mean, they're trying to regulate it, but it's people like the chambers and business folk around. I don't think they're going to let them do that. They just keep on doing business, and that's the way it works, right?
Right.
So what functions are you?
Sure. If you asked our members, why they joined the chamber, probably one of the number one reasons is to network and market,
sure.
One of the components I spoke about. So we do about two or three different events every month, and then every quarter we add one of three events, and then we do four signature events. We have everything from a café con leche, coffee
mm-hmm.
and milk,
mm-hmm.
for my non-Hispanic friends, and to monthly lunches and to monthly what we call Connect After Fives, little informal networking events at different locations, member locations throughout the county.
We used to call those things meet and greet.
Same thing, mixers, business after hours.
Sure, but that's how it works.
Absolutely.
If you don't have the communications and the camaraderie, then you don't have anything, and what
right.
is that? So you have 400 members, so you guys get together. It must be a pretty big
kind
of turnout, I guess.
Sure, like any chamber on any given day, we do all the different events at different times and locations because not everybody can come to in the morning or everybody, in the evening. So we're a smaller chamber, and there's a small percentage of people that will show up on any given day. At a breakfast, we usually average probably about 30, 40 people. We just had our State of the Chamber lunch to kick off the year. A couple weeks ago, we had close to 70 people at that. An evening event, we just had our tri-chamber mixer just the other day, and there were three chambers together, but we had over 100 people for that.
Wow, how cool is that, huh?
Yeah, excellent. Yeah, we love doing that.
Do you need to be a Hispanic person to become a member of the chamber?
You do not, and that's actually one of our hooks. When I came to the Hispanic chamber about 5 years ago, we used to have on our website, you do not have to be Hispanic. To be part of the Hispanic chamber, you just have to care about the Hispanic market.
You don't say that in Spanish, do you?
No, I don't.
Hey, do you have a website that I have?
Absolutely.
A phone number.
Yes.
Let me just show you. Is that the phone number that
we're? Yeah, 832-1986. Correct.
Thank you.
561, of course. And our website is www.hispanicchamberpbc.com.
PBC for Palm Beach County.
Correct.
I know we can't see our lips moving when we talk on the radio, so PBC.
There you go.
There you go. It gets that done. Or you could actually call Andre at 561-832-1986. That would get the job done as well. So you when you do your meetings, when you have 300 or 400 people there, do you do it in English or Spanish?
Actually, the meetings are all in English, and they've always have been. We try and create some programs for the Spanish-speaking market, and at any different event, you may have some people in corners talking in Spanish, what have you. Certainly, everybody's capable. It's interesting when you're in a room full of people and they're talking English and Spanish, and we've had Greeks and a little bit of everything at our. I remember one story that just a lady came and with her and her husband, and they were Greek, and she left and she said, "This is just like a big Greek family reunion and stuff." So we love it. We're
Greek
welcome
wedding.
To everybody. We're open to everybody.
Well, we have a thing over here at Reach. When you walk in, you press 1 for English, 2 for Spanish, and it depends on how you when you get
sure.
in there. Are there any Hispanic chamber meetings conducted in English? We got that. Any upcoming events? We talked about that. Can anyone attend the Chamber of Commerce meetings?
Absolutely.
You don't have to be a member to go there?
Member, non-member. We obviously have incentives, a lower rate if you're coming to an event and you're a member, but we do have non-member rates. And certainly we want to get you in the door so that you can see and feel what an event is like at the Hispanic Chamber. Our current board member, chairman of the board, refers to us as the warm chamber. And so once we get you there, we're going to get you as a member.
So do you allow each person to get up and tell a little bit about their business? I mean, I've been to a few of those.
Sure.
It
depends on the venue. We do everything from networking events to lunches where there are educational and informational programs, where there's a speaker. So it just really depends.
Okay, great. And the fee, is that should we talk about the fee?
Sure. Well, like all chambers, we're based on number of employees at a business, so there's tiers, but our entry level is probably one of the most reasonable memberships. It's a $195 come in as a member. As a small business, that's 1 to 5 employees. There's a one-time setup fee of $25, but Other than that, that covers a full year for you.
Chump change,
yep.
I guess is what
compared to some of the other chambers, it is.
Well, I know a lot of the business meet and greets, like you say, they usually charge about $10 to come. And
correct, yes, yeah. For our Connect After Fives in the evening, our fees are still only $10 for a member, and that includes appetizers and a beverage.
Can't beat that. Yeah. All right, and the what would you say, and I'll tell you, you can say this in Spanish.
If I can.
What would you say to a young business owner that is not sure that he should become a member?
Sure. No, I'm glad you asked that, because some of our members feel, you know, want to make sure that we're always focusing on the small business owner. So we have different programs. Now, we can't solve all your problems by joining the chamber, but like I said earlier.
What's wrong with you?
Well, we help connect you to the resources you need. It's important that we're the information resource. So what we can't teach you, we'll refer you to the Small Business Development Center, SCORE, groups like that. That will help you either start a business, sustain your business, or grow your business.
All right. So the website again is the HispanicChamberPBC.com.
That's correct.
That's easy. And the phone number, 561-832-1986. And that'll get you hooked up. Andre, thanks for coming in and taking
Thank
your Saturday.
You.
We
My
appreciate
pleasure.
That.
Thank
great.
You for having us.
You bet. When we return, Elias Laredo takes a closer look at Reach Protocol and how you may become a homeowner. He'll tell you how. Thanks to cell phone cameras, 10% of all photographs made in the entire history of photography were made last year.
Ain't got no home. I know blade wrong. Ain't got no home.
Making home affordable, MHA can help you. Do you know your options? Reach is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact Reach, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email Reach at housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach the number 4 housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach the number 4 housing.org. Call Reach at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know a place is wrong. Ain't got no home. I know face is wrong.
Ooh. Hey! Welcome back to Reach Radio. We are just having more fun than is actually allowed to... I'm not even going to talk about keeping our clothes on. We'll stay away from that subject. Okay, joining us today directly from the Reach line of qualified counselor is the newest guy on the block, Elias Laredo. He's joined the Reach team at the end of last year, and now he would like to share a few tricks of the trade with you, especially those that are looking to buy a home. Elias Laredo, welcome to the Reach Radio Show. This is your first time here, right?
Yeah,
wait. We'll get him. Hold on. That mic over there.
Yeah.
Go.
Okay. There. Yeah. It is. It is my first time here. Thank you for having me this morning.
Oh, great. Not a problem. This is our Hispanic Saturday. I think it. Does anybody here speak English? No. Well, we have a room full of people, and I think only three of us can speak English. But si hablo español, si bien, muy bien. Okay. Here we go. So now, what do you do over there at Reach?
Okay, I'm really happy to join this team because we are helping people.
Mm-hmm.
We are helping people to make the American dream come true, to having their own home.
Right.
And it is not just having their own home. We are helping to them to keep their home if they are in a hardship.
Right.
So we are doing a lot of things here. We have a lot of government programs to help them. As you said, as a first-time home buyers,
mm-hmm.
When they qualify for it from these 3 years that we have,
right?
They can come to us and we will help them through all these steps mm-hmm. to get your home.
Right. Through all the adversity and all the trials, troubles, and tribulations, that's what REACH does. That's, you know, Pat Tracy, she's the executive director of REACH. She has a new theme this year. She says, REACH for the dream in 2015. And the dream is home ownership. And that's what you do. This is not new to you. You've been doing this for quite a while, right?
Well, not really, but yeah.
Make it up. Say yes.
No, the thing is, it's great helping people, you know. Exactly. And when you are in a hardship, you maybe don't know what to do, where do we can go to get help. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you, this is the place that you have to come to get that help.
Are you telling me that the good folks at REACH are kind of homely? Is that? I mean, we work with homes, right? We're homely people, and we're here to help. That's what we do.
That's what we do.
Well, you know, it is interesting to hear from where are you from? Where do you hail? Where were you born?
I'm from Mexico. I'm born in Mexico.
Right. And did you have opportunities like we have here at REACH in Mexico? Probably not.
Well,
they didn't have a REACH for housing center down there in Mexico, did they?
Not like that, definitely.
Well, no, Pat talks all the time about people coming from other countries who in the first time in their life have ever owned a home. And it's quite an experience to experience this dream. And that's what you guys do over there at REACH. You make these dreams come true.
Yeah, that's what we do here. And we have counselors who speak Spanish, mm-hmm. who speak Creole, and of course, English. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, what's English?
Everybody, yeah.
Press 800 for English. Yeah, not a problem. But no, you're there to help them, and I know you work because I see you at your desk all the time working hard. So you either got us fooled pretty darn good, or you're working
well,
hard,
hard. We have a lot of things to do to. Mm-hmm. To, as I told you, to get these people out of the hardships or getting a new home. Because, as I told you, there is a lot of government programs that I can bet you don't know all the programs that we have to help the people to get out of the hardship or to get out or to get into a new brand house.
You know, you're right, because I speak with a lot of people during the week, and most of them say, oh, I've looked at all those programs. I don't qualify. I've seen that first-time home buyer thing, and I don't qualify. But they do, because there's hundreds of programs.
There is always one to fit your situation.
Exactly. So what's the marketplace like? You know, you were at the last first-time home buyer class, right?
Yeah.
Did you find a seat?
Oh.
They were standing in the halls. I don't know how you do that. It's a six-hour course.
Yeah.
How do you stand for 6 hours?
Well, there's a lot of information that will keep you interested in the way. I mean, we teach you like issues like inspections, company titles,
all the boring stuff.
The boring stuff.
Yeah, but you need to know it.
Interesting. You have to learn how to deal with that to get the best deal for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What's your phone number at the desk there? If they want someone who speaks Spanish and they want to talk to you, they should call
direct line
561-341-1980. What was that number? Come on, guys. I'll tell you what. Let's do it this way. 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. We'll get you right into Elias, and he'll take care of you because he is the man. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Alan.
All right. That means we are about to launch the second half of the REACH Radio Show. Directly after the news, Liz McCall details the steps to home ownership. And they're really small steps, too. Anyone can do this. Wait and see. Coming up after that, REACH Radio's Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at REACH can make this house your home. Then, our house segment will tell you how to save the palm trees from coconut. I can't believe I'm going to say this. Coconut concussion. I hope they're clean coconuts that are kept in a cool closet. Carlton Thompson will be up to tell us more. And finally, Loretis Valdez, one of the newest members of the REACH team, will call us and detail Miami Kindle's first-time homebuyer workshop programs there. So if you're one of the South Broward listeners, you might be a little closer to Miami. That would work for you. But right now, live from the Electronic Palace, brighter than the blinking lights down at Palisades Park, it's REACH Radio's Real Estate News at the bottom of the hour with our effervescent news guy, Steve Cody.
Why, thank you, sir. More South Florida homeowners became equity rich in the past few months, giving them options that they haven't enjoyed since the housing boom. In the fourth quarter, over 90,000 Broward County mortgage holders had at least 50% equity in their properties. That's up from 78,000 a year ago. This according to a report from RealtyTrack. They're a foreclosure listing firm in Irvine, California. In Palm Beach County, 79,000 homeowners had 50% equity or higher, compared with 69,000 in the fourth quarter of 2013. Now, those numbers provide still more evidence of the turnaround of South Florida's housing market. It, of course, crashed harder here than most anywhere else during the recession. The only exception would be Las Vegas. Thousands of homeowners lost equity when prices nosedive after a run-up from 2000 to 2005. Those who bought or refinanced between 2004 and 2006 were especially hurt. Many found themselves underwater, owing more than their properties were worth. They couldn't sell without bringing money to the closing table or setting prices artificially high to make up the difference. An increase in home values over the past couple of years, though, has changed that game, making it easier for people to test the market. A growing number of lenders are reducing down payment requirements so that borrowers can contribute 3% or less of a home's purchase price and still qualify for financing. In addition, some lenders have waived mortgage-related fees. Others are allowing down payments from outside sources, like the buyer's family. Most lenders target new deals at buyers with stellar credit scores and steady income who have not been able to save enough for a substantial down payment. The lower down payment trend accelerated after Fannie and Freddie recently lowered the minimum down payments that they'll accept from 5% to 3%, driven by a White House campaign to make homeownership more affordable to a wider group of Americans. And speaking of the White House, the Obama administration announced a proposal that would approve oil drilling along some states along the eastern seaboard. But, as it's written, it would keep the waters off of Florida's coast free from oil drilling for at least the foreseeable future. The recommendation was part of a five-year draft proposal released this past week. Senator Bill Nelson, part of a contingent of lawmakers pushing to ban oil drilling off of Florida's coast, called the plan yet another victory for Floridians. While Florida would remain off limits for drilling under the proposed proposal released yesterday, some senators are upset that that plan could open up other areas in the Atlantic Ocean to drilling, most notably off the coast of Maryland and South Carolina. Our neighbor and colleague Debbie Smith of Home on Real Estate has been recognized once again, not just for her work, but for her contribution to the community and the impact she's making. She's been named Broker of the Year in the Mega Office category. This is no small feat. The purpose of the award is to select and to recognize publicly the broker or managing broker who has distinguished themselves by contributing to the profession, to the Realtors Association, the Association of Realtors, and the community. Debbie Smith is the president of Home on Real Estate, and she does it all and some. She donates to the Palm Beach Council for Autism, the Susan G. Komen for the Cure Breast Cancer Research, the Palm Beach County Food Bank, Toys for Tots, the Cancer Society, American Heart Association. She also sits on the Florida Association of Realtors Top 50 Brokers Committee and on the Grievance Committee for the Realtors Association of the Palm Beaches. Plus, Debbie Smith is a great friend of REACH. The latest vision to turn 6 acres in downtown West Palm Beach into a transit village will feature a staggering 1.1 million square feet of hotel, retail, and dining space. They comprise a 13-story, 300-room hotel, a 21-floor building with 308,000 square feet, a Class A office space, and a 25-story apartment complex hosting 408 residential units. Get this. Palm Beach County Sheriff's deputies say they found a burned vehicle on State Road 80 near Wellington. They determined the car had been set on fire on purpose. The next day, the car's owner reported it stolen. Police told him it was destroyed. He then told him he returned from a trip to Orlando and noticed his car was missing. About 3 weeks later, the man came back to the deputies and said he figured out who burned his car. It was his mom, 53-year-old Evangelista. She told deputies that she wanted to ease his financial responsibilities by burning the car. She chose a secluded spot near the Arthur Marshall Wildlife Refuge as a good spot to get rid of it because nobody was around. Mom, Evangelista, is charged with arson. She was released from the Palm Beach County Jail on a $3,000 bond, which probably would have been better spent making car payments for her son.
Or marshmallows.
And finally, this has nothing to do with real estate, but it might tickle your funny bone.
Okay.
You ready? 14 employees of a Framingham, Massachusetts pharmacy have been indicted for defrauding the federal government by filling bogus prescriptions. This despite the owner of the place's explicit instructions to the staff that only fake customer names should resemble real names, with no obviously false names that might tip off law enforcement. Among the names found on customer lists, you ready? Baby Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Hugh Jass. L.L. Bean. Filet-O-Fish. Freddie Mac. Fannie Mae. Harry Potter. Cocoa Puff. Mary Lann. All of the acting Baldwin brothers, and a grouping of Bud Weiser, Richard Coors, Raymond Rolling Rock, and, of course, Sam Adams.
No Captain Crunch.
No. Now, of course, creativity is a wonderful thing, but you really need to know when and where to use it. And that, my friends, is the news. I'm Shaky Bumpers.
I love the news that you do.
Thank you.
What do they say? You do that voodoo that you do.
Well, see, here's
so
the strategy.
Well.
I do all the real estate stuff, and then I end it with a tickle.
I like it. I think it's great. Where else in South Florida can you get such news?
I have no idea.
Well, I can tell you right now.
Maybe there's a good reason for that.
All right. You're taking time up for our next guest here. Let's move right along. Our next guest grew up in Mexico and Costa Rica. She moved to California in 1990. I wonder why. Relocated to South Florida in 2006 and became a real estate agent at the end of that year. She worked part-time for the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce in Palm Beach County, where she carried on several charity events, and currently she sits on the board of directors at Reach. How cool is that? Liz McCall, welcome to Reach Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you bet. And you're also a big star over there at Home Run with Debbie that Steve was just talking about,
yes,
right?
Yes, it's a great, great agency.
Yeah,
yes.
Wow. You got, what, about 400 or 500 people there or something,
yes,
like that?
Yeah, she has about 400 or 500 agents.
You think she ever wakes up in the morning and goes, I wonder where I could find a realtor?
She keeps working on that.
Yeah, really?
She's going to open some new offices, so...
Really?
It's a great agency to work for all my fellow agents.
Yeah, what you got, 3 or 4 offices now, something like that? Yeah.
We have 3 in Palm Beach County.
Right.
One in Palm Beach Gardens, one in Lake Worth, Royal Palm, and we have one in Coconut Creek.
Wow, you're all over the place.
She also has a satellite in Miami, satellite in, I believe, Naples. She has a satellite in Kissimmee, and I think she's going to open one satellite in Tallahassee, and I'm not sure about
that.
Wow,
you guys are trying to compete with Reach. Is that the deal? You know, we
no,
have a, we have
are
a,
partners.
We have an office.
With, no, we're partners with Reach.
I know that. I just said that to see if I couldn't raise the hair on the back of your neck there, and it worked pretty good. I like the way we do that. All right, so now let's take a look at the market outlook. How are we doing generally in real estate? Last week, Steve said on the news that Florida dropped into number 2 instead of number 1 for foreclosures. Well, that was a sad event. I mean, how could we let that happen? How's the market looking now?
Well, we have a lot of buyers and not enough inventory. We're going back to not having enough inventory, and that's why programs like the one that Reach has, where they actually banks donate homes to them,
right,
and then they rehabilitate the homes and
renovate the homes,
and then they can only like low income to moderate income buyers can buy them.
Right.
Works really well with us, the realtors. Now, right now, if you have a lease that is going to end in June, you should start buying a house now.
Yeah.
It takes about 2 to 3 months to buy a house. Then if you add the loan, it's right around there. So,
you know, we hear a lot of people say, you know, I can't afford, with the new guidelines, I can't afford a down payment for a house, let alone the payments. How do you help somebody like that?
No, there's a lot of programs. In particular, Florida State has a program, which is the Florida Bond, that they can give you up to $10,000 towards your down payment. And all you have to do is contact your lender, make sure you have, you know, the score, I mean, that you qualify. The way that that program works is they, it's like a second loan that they put a lien in your property.
You're talking about the $10,000.
The $10,000 bond.
Right. Okay.
then you don't have to make payments and you don't have to pay, you know, the only way you would have to pay it is if you sell the house.
Right.
Another way is you can have a friend or a relative give you a gift to help you with your down payment.
Mm. I had a family member give me a gift once, and it wasn't a down payment.
I'm sure.
But I know they have programs for and Citibank. We were just talking about Citibank. They've got a $3,000 grant.
$3,000, and that is a gift, 100% gift.
Yeah, you don't have to pay that back.
No.
I figured the phone lines would light up, but we said you had to buy a home, and that sort of crushed it. People thought they'd just get $3,000.
No, it's to buy a house.
You actually have to buy a home.
And you can mix the Florida state mm-hmm. with that $3,000. And so if you buy a house that is more than $100,000, it's up to $10,000. So if you buy a house for $80,000, it's $8,000.
Right.
But let's say that you buy something over $100,000, you get the $10,000, and the $3,000 is additional.
Right. And so then there's some packages. I know Reach has some packages where they'll throw in a couple of extra $1,000 for appliances and things like that. You could actually get into a home for nothing.
And then you can ask the seller to contribute towards your down payment, and then...
How cool is that? You guys know all those tricks, right? Isn't that the way to get it done? How do you get that kind of money?
You contact the mortgage agent.
That's what he said. How do you get that kind of money? That's what we want to know. So you get a hold of Reach, right?
You get a hold of Reach. You contact them, and they put you in contact with the counselor, and then they will put you in contact with the lender.
Right.
And explain all these different programs. There's all these different other programs. There's grants from the county. There's a lot of different programs. And the best way to do it is contact Reach with a counselor. Like Leah said, they speak English, Spanish, and Creole.
And Creole. You know, you don't really, there's not a lot to lose here. Mm-mm. I mean, if you pick up the phone and you talk to a counselor at Reach and do I qualify? And what? How much time would you spend on the phone?
It's really 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah. So for 10 or 15 minutes of your life, mm-hmm. you could save on car insurance.
But the thing is, you may not qualify, let's say, right now.
Right.
But they can guide you also on what to fix on your credit so you can qualify 4 months from now. But still, then in the interim, you can take the class. You can because one of the guidelines is that you have to take the first-time homeowners class.
Right.
So you have to take it. So then you get that out of the way and then start shopping.
Well, we know the answer to this question. It's call Reach. So I'll give you the answer before I ask the question.
Okay.
But how do you pick an agent? I mean, are we just left to, you know, opening the phone book and throwing your finger down and go, that's the guy?
No, Reach works with a lot of agents because also a lot of agents bring their customers to Reach.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a lot of them. Reach has a lot of agents. You also need to speak with your friends and family. They will have a recommendation. They said, "Yeah, I bought my house. This was a great agent."
Mm-hmm.
And
referral. Yeah, that's
exactly.
Word of mouth. That's always.
You can also contact the Hispanic Chamber. They also have a list of very well qualified agents.
That's right. They do, and I have that phone number here somewhere.
The chamber?
Yeah, the chamber.
561-832-1986. Remember, used to work there.
Say that again.
561-832-1986.
You had that on the top of your head?
That.
Shame on you.
Repeated it for 5 years.
Well, we'll give you a pass on that one then. So, but the important lesson to learn here is that if you're looking for a home and you don't think that there's a program out there for you, think again.
There is.
That's good. All right. Well, Liz, thanks for taking your time and stopping by the Reach Radio headquarters here.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Well, that means it's time for this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, and it's brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Her phone number, 561-351-8000. That's 561-351-8000. Now, we told you about this property last week. We're going to tell you again because it's in Miami. So if you're in Broward County and you're looking to move down to Miami a little closer to the job, you might want to take a look at this wonderful, gorgeous single-family home. It's located in the Glen Royal community, deep in the heart of Miami. It has 4 bedrooms, 3 baths, tiled floors, and get this, there is a $2,000 appliance credit. Remember, we just talked about getting a little credit to buy appliances? That's what comes with this property. It means you get to choose the appliances you want This home features 2,300 square feet of living space. The property is fenced and the driveway is gated. It's in a great shopping area and it's close to excellent schools. It's ready for your approval. This is a perfect property for FHA conventional financing and, of course, the ever-popular cash. Google Maps has the location. You can see for yourself. It is located at 100 Northwest 24th Avenue in Miami. That's 100 Northwest 24th Avenue in Miami. The zip code 33125. Google loves that zip code. So that's this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Her number again is 561-351-8000. You want to call her right now. She's up in Atlanta, and I'm pretty sure she'd love to take a phone call right now. So 561-351-8000 gets you in touch with Pat Tracy and Associates.
This is Reach Radio, underwritten by Real Estate Education and Community Housing, Inc., worldwide on the iHeart Radio app and in South Florida on WBZT AM 1230.
Cool. That's great. I appreciate that. Carlton's on the line. We're ready to get into our house. This week's segment is brought to you by ReachForHousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counselor. And joining us on the phone right now is Carlton Thompson. He is our resident pest control freak with some ways to save your South Florida palms from the creepy blade of the chainsaw. Carlton Thompson, welcome to the Reach Radio Show.
How are we doing today, Al?
Hey, it's a sunny day down here. You up north now, or where are you today?
Today we're in Ocala.
Oh, you are all over the place. So let me ask you this important question. If a palm tree dies on a remote desert island and there's no one there to witness it, can we still sit underneath it and drink Coronas together?
Yeah, I don't care.
Okay. Great. So a lot of folks, because this
is
South...
It's a cooler.
It's a cooler.
did it hit the cooler?
No, it didn't hit the cooler. So
we're good.
We can open it up and drink away. Not a problem. Well, we bring up this segment because we are in South Florida, and there are a lot of palm trees in the house and around houses here, and sometimes they die, and we would like to prevent that. How does that work, Carlton?
Well, there's a lot of factors, Al, that can go into why a palm dies. A lot of times it's due to some insect damage up in the bud, which is the only growing point of the palm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you really want to pay attention to what's going on up there.
Well, they say this bud's for you, so...
That's right.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean, the bud? What part of the tree is that? Is that up where all the coconuts hang, or...?
No, it's right up in the crown at the top of the trunk.
Okay.
Where everything grows from. All those fronds are up there, and when you see that new fawn stake come out of the middle there, that's the growing point of the tree. You damage that, you've damaged the tree.
Gotcha.
You hit it with a truck if you want to a little bit. Not going to do anything to it. You get up there in the bud, you can kill it real quick.
Mm. Well, we have experience in killing buds. We've done that before. Stop
okay.
it. Okay, stop it, Carlton. All right. So do I have to water it? Is there anything special that I have to do to keep my palm? Because those things are like $6,000, $7,000, right?
They can get way up there in price real quick, depending on what type of palm that you get. But yes, there's definitely some 4- and 5-figure palms that you can put in your yard. You know, if things are really, really going south on you, get a professional in there to take care of it. But if you want to just do a maintenance, get some improvement on it, stop insects from getting up there, there's a palm weevil that'll get up in that bud and can cause terminal damage real quick.
You told me... I'm sorry, go ahead.
The easy way to get around that is consistent fertilization, you know, about 4 times a year, 3 to 4 times a year.
Once a quarter, right.
You know, and not just a couple of handfuls. This is a big tree. We want to put down about a pound per inch of diameter on the tree trunk.
Wow.
So if you measure the tree trunk and it's 12 inches around, you need to put 12 pounds of fertilizer on there.
Wow. I didn't know.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fertilizer, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a lot of fertilizer, but that tree is going to eat it all.
You told me the other day that the inside of a palm tree, I did not know this, the inside is hollow.
Yeah. Well, it's not hollow. It's got a bunch of tubes running up. It's actually it's more of a grass than a tree. There's really no wood in there.
Yeah, that's right. Did you not tell me that a palm tree is not, it's considered grass?
Yeah, it's a palm, but it's in the grass family. It's much more closely related to grass.
All right, so grass is affected by chinch bugs, and the palm trees are affected by weevils?
Well, there's a few different scale and things that can get up in there and do some damage pretty quick. But the one thing you want to do, like I said, is consistently fertilize. And then if you went out there about once a quarter and took some T-methyl fungicide, mixed it in a 5-gallon bucket with some imidacloprid. There's a good one for you.
Say that again.
I've heard that one in the past, imidacloprid.
Okay.
That's a systemic insecticide and a fungicide. And if you put that down with your fertilizer, you really shouldn't have anything to worry about. If you are interested in your palms, you can go to IFAS online at IFAS.com, and you can learn a lot about your palms. That's through the University of Florida. Palms will talk to you just by how they're looking. We'll tell you exactly what nutrients they're missing, and you can add it in there.
Okay. Well, if you're going to...
5 or 6 pounds of Epsom salts on there, too, when you fertilize. That'll help.
Epsom
water
salts?
Water it in good, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
They love magnesium. They love it.
I gotcha. Okay. And can you get all that stuff at John Deere Landscapes? Is that the people that have all those chemicals?
They should have it. They usually have every product you need and a whole bunch of good advice.
All right. So johndeerelandscapes.com will take care of that for you. Carlton, thanks a lot. We appreciate your help. And I'm going to go out and take a look at my palm tree when I get home. That's for sure.
Okay.
Okay. You bet. When we return, what's dressed in overalls and looks like work? Lourdes Valdez has the answer. She's joining us from our Miami Kendall office. Future home buyers, you don't want to miss this. Don't go back. We'll be right away. Here comes the bell.
Ain't got no home. I know lady wrong. Ain't got no home.
Making home affordable. MHA can help you. Do you know your options? Reach is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact Reach, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about making home affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email Reach at housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach the number 4, housing.org. Call Reach at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know a lady wrong. Ain't got no home. I know face is wrong.
Oh, my gosh. Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heavy. We have a full house in the studio today, folks. It's just been a blast down here. We hope you're enjoying the show as much as we are. And I have a little message for you. It's a little lifestyle change message. If you're a first-time homebuyer using FHA, HUD, and other government programs, you must complete selected HUD-approved training workshops in order to qualify for HUD assistance and receive big discounts from the banks and other approved lenders. Call the Reach Counselors today and start the journey of home ownership. Their number, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224, gets the job done. Reach offers a comprehensive credit management workshop that helps you deal with any negative credit issues you may or may not have, helping you get back on a sound credit track. Reach also provides free foreclosure and modification counseling. Free. Let me say that again. Free of charge. Our trained counselors are there right now. The toll-free number, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. All classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. Remember to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. Okay, joining us on the phone right now is one of the most magnanimous members of the Reach Counseling team. Lourdes Valdez has worked in the neighborhood housing services as a first-time homebuyer, reverse mortgage, and loss mitigation advisor. Currently, she's assisting borrowers with the Florida's hardest hit funds and loan modification, and she manages to slip into the Reach First-Time Homebuyer Workshop and give a hand there. Lourdes, thanks so much for taking your Saturday and joining us on the show today.
Well, thank you very much for inviting me.
Well, it's always good to have someone from the Miami office down here, down in Kendall. Would you give the location of that Kendall office out to the South Broward listeners?
Yes, we are located at 9010 Southwest 137th Avenue in Miami, and the zip code is 33186.
Wow, that's in case they want to look that up on Google Maps, right?
That's right.
Well, you know, working with all the different funds, we were talking to Elias earlier about all the different funds that are available, and a lot of people believe that there's just nothing left out there for them, but that's not quite the case, is it?
No, that's not quite the case. Miami-Dade County has quite a few programs for first-time home buyers, down payment assistance, and soft second mortgages.
Soft second mortgage. What do you mean by that?
I mean that there is no payment as long as the borrower lives in the property.
Wow.
And occupies the property as a primary residence.
So that's funds to help people get into a home that really just didn't have the money for the down payment?
Yes, exactly.
Wow.
In addition to that, there is also very good programs for down payment assistance.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so help you get into the home, reach the American dream is what they say.
Absolutely.
So you guys have some first-time home buyer workshops coming up down there, right?
Yes. We are very pleased to announce we will be having a first-time home buyers workshop on Sunday, February 8th, from 12:30 to 7 p.m., and it's going to be bilingual.
Ah, very cool. And that's at the office down there in Kendall, right?
Yes, that's our location at 9010 Southwest 137th Avenue.
Perfect. And there is a fee for that course, right?
Yes, there is a fee of $49 per person. That includes lunch, training material, mm-hmm. and your certificate of completion.
Oh, that's right. You know, I forget to mention that all the time. You do get a certificate of completion. It's a HUD certificate, and that's what will get you the discounts and everything from the bank.
Right. Also, that is what you need to present to your lender to take advantage of any down payment assistance or any mortgage programs out there.
Do they speak Creole down for that particular course in Miami?
Not at the moment. We are planned for English and Spanish, but we're working on Creole.
Okay, so as soon as the need arises for that, then you'll have a Creole instructor down there, or
yes.
counselor, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's perfect. And we get a hold of you the same way we get a hold of everybody else at REACH, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. Just ask for the Miami office down there. You could ask.
Right. I can give you our local numbers.
Let's go with that. Let's do that.
786-260-6820.
20. Let me see. 786-260-6820.
Yes, and also 786-260-6821.
Oh, 6821. All right, so it's 20 and 21. I don't want to confuse.
Yes.
I don't want to confuse the folks with a whole bunch of phone numbers. You want to get a hold of them. Worst case scenario, just call REACH 855-487-3224 and say, "What's the phone number for the Miami office?"
Yes,
and
absolutely.
And they'll tell you that it's 786-260-6820. And what else you have going on down there in Miami?
Well, as far as the home buyers workshop, we also assist borrowers with loan modifications.
Right.
And we are also assisting borrowers with the Florida Heritage Program.
Right.
That is for folks that have experienced a decrease in income due to unemployment.
Right.
Through no fault of their own, there is funds out there to assist them.
And you also do the back-to-work program down there, too, right?
Yes, the FHA back-to-work program.
Great. All right, folks, you have all the information for Miami and Palm Beach Gardens for the REACH Factory. That's why we're here. That's about all the time left to us today. I want to thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us. Special shout-out to all the future home buyers. This is your year. Check out our show website at reachradioshow.com. That's where all the REACH Radio Show archives are stored. And you may want to take a look at our Spotlight Home of the Week. A special hat tip to Ed Norton and Art Carney. They are celebrating 48 years of great humor together. Thanks, guys. See you next Saturday.
Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't